The only thing better than a beer is two beers. This is the Perfect Four.
I see what you did there, Perfect Four.
Yep.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour.
Matt came up with that.
Or Yay. Four.
I did something.
Craft Beer Show. I am Mikey.
Hello, I am Nick.
That's Matt.
We're here again.
This week.
We are James Hetfield.
To talk about beer.
Yeah.
Craft beer.
Oh, yeah.
Craft beer show, so that's what we talk about. We drink it. We give you beers to look out for.
Check.
And we listen to listeners call us.
Also check.
And rate it on a 12.
My mic on the meth sounds scale. Like crap. And
no, it's just you.
Oh, it's just me. Okay, sorry.
It's just your face.
It's my face sounds like crap.
Can't do anything about your face, sir.
Nope, can't.
That has nothing to do with how you sound.
So, welcome to our fourth anniversary show.
Woo!
Look at all the beer celebrities here this week.
We have guests like, and also, starring.
Don't forget to mention.
And then.
But wait, it's not over until.
Plus, also joining us later will be.
Oh, wow.
Man. That's a hoot.
Holy How are we ever going to get this done in
Man,
an hour?
That is a lot of guests, a lot of show. Yep. Well, we're going to do it. But first, we need beer to do that.
We must have beer.
We say each year, we should outdo ourselves next year. That's what we say.
We did it.
Yes.
I think we did it. Just wait.
Someone said that. I'm sure somebody had to have said
Just wait.
That.
All right. Well, is that you want to save that one?
It's up to you guys.
I'm pointing
now,
the beer.
We go later.
Ooh, Mikey's right, got the secret bag.
That one looks like it's got wax, the one you've got sitting there.
Mm-hmm. Looks like
Beater Brewer. It's got wax, so that could take a while. We need one that's ready to go here.
Wax ecstatic.
I love gold.
That is the sound of a new beer entering the show. This one was a label buy for me. I'm donating this
Ooh,
to the Perfect
This came four. From the top shelf, is what you're saying.
Yep. I got this at Whole Foods. It's Love and the Death of Damnation IPA.
Of course it
from
is.
Anchorage Brewing Company. And it's got it's got a long haired dude with a big beard.
Paul from Fairfax got it.
Yeah, it looks like Paul from Fairfax. In a mountain lake with this button down shirt.
Wait, is Paul lost? Is that have
this
you
might
seen
be,
me?
This might be Paul.
Is this his have you seen me? Like
it's a blue label if you've seen it. Yeah. Have you seen this man? There's a beer name right there. Have you seen this man?
Did they put him on a beer bottle so his friends would find him? Because they knew he doesn't drink milk.
Please drink fresh and keep cool for the best IPA experience. Love and Damnation from Alaska.
Ooh, I like the way that pours.
Have you seen this, Paul?
Yeah, it's
last seen in.
It's pouring like a stout.
Oh, man.
Stout.
What was the brewery he was right across the street
observation?
From?
Paul?
Yeah.
He was from not.
It Moylan's?
No, it wasn't Moylan's. It was the one where Iron Horse.
Oh, okay.
Iron Horse. But I think he might have been even Marin Bruco. He was really close to it too. So
did you check Iron Horse?
Ooh, this has got a good aroma.
Whoa!
I like this aroma.
Will you be stealing all the aroma?
I stole it.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, I like this.
Mm-hmm.
IPA made for the white buffalo.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't say white people. That could have gone badly.
Great White Buffalo. Brewed with Equinox Mosaic hops. Check out his music.
Oh, the Mosaic.
TheWhiteBuffalo.com.
Oh, that is this like a collab then?
Beer and music.
Oh, here we go.
Yes.
Sit down for a story, everyone. Marketing story. Get ready for...
And now, marketing stories by Jack Handy.
No, if it's boring, I'm not going to read it.
Oh, Bearded Brewer doesn't like your copywriter there.
Enjoy this Alaska beer, inspired by the music made of the imbibe, made to be imbibed with music. Go to a show, buy a record, dance, feel, drink.
We've already messed
feel,
the bar
man.
And the beer that keeps me coming back here. The drunken stupor is not what it seems. Helps me laugh. Helps me dream.
Well, there you go. Congrats, gents, on 4 years. Thanks. Grinding it out.
Thank you.
We did. If you're wondering, yeah, like, shouldn't there be more episodes? Why is this only 175? We did, like, our first year, we were every other week.
Maybe first 2 years.
Me, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, so that really, so what, that was only 25, 50 shows in the first 2 years, maybe?
So, yeah, that's why it sounds like we're so behind, but.
Yeah, way behind. Hear that, SD Beer Talk? Got some catching up to do.
We went pro, went once a week.
I got nothing better to do. Let's do every week.
Can we do every week? I don't know. Is there enough content? And that's when we went into 2 hour shows.
No kidding.
Every week, 2 hours.
I mean, that was we were struggling to get at like an hour and a half. We were every other week, and then we went to 2 weeks, and all of a sudden we struggled to keep it under 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But people complain about not being over 2 hours, and there's complaints regardless.
Yeah.
If it's under 2 hours, it's like too short. Over 2 hours, too long. So.
What else do
you
guys
think? Let's play voicemails. Too many voicemails.
Too many voicemails. I love the voicemails.
I love the voicemails.
I hate the beer geek, pretentious beer geek voice. I love the beer geek voice. What?
Right on time.
There he is.
What?
Yeah, we're just going to bring out all of our old guests on the show. We got pretentious beer geek.
What are you guys? Oh my God. You're like celebrating 4 years. I celebrated 4 years like 5 years ago. So I'm sort of better than you. So, yeah.
So what you're saying is, are you saying PBR guy's going to make an appearance tonight?
Yep. It sure is. I saw him earlier.
Yeah. Wandering around, eyeballing that bathtub full of PBR.
Yep.
All right.
So I'll see you guys later. And I said, you will? Question mark?
I think Studio Ghost needs to chime in. We haven't heard from
Studio Ghost.
What else? Yeah, something my can needs to fall off. There, a can hasn't fallen off in a while.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Sure, the ticker will come out tonight. That guy.
Ticker. Oh.
I forgot. Ticker. I used to say ticker all the time. We don't do ticker anymore.
Nice pull.
Ticker.
Had it.
Had it. Yeah, that just kind of morphed into had it. Ticker just morphed into had it.
That's the ticker. He's the guy that says
right.
Had it.
You're right. Like, I didn't think about it like that anymore. Ticker is the Haddock guy.
Yep. Wow. We've slowly became everything we hate about craft beer.
Yep. Everything we've made fun of early on, we have become now.
Yeah.
Yep. And remember those two times we did a remote episode?
Mm-hmm.
Those whole two remotes.
And that you were the other one you weren't even able to be on.
He's 30 feet away from us, yet he won't come over here.
Yeah, he's right there. I'm watching him, but he will not be on the show because he'd rather get a paycheck than be on the Perfect Pour.
I know, somebody actually asked me, they're all, what's this year's Rush Day going to be like? Is Perfect Pour going to show up again? It's like, they weren't there last year. And it's like, oh, wait, they were. I was just working.
Yeah, we were there. You were just.
Oh, yeah, that. We had
hummus. I don't know. If I don't go to Arizona, to Phoenix on that weekend, then I would like us to try and be back.
What day?
And watch Matt work while we
Saturday,
podcast.
Saturday, December 17th.
Saturday, December 17th. Because it is Rogue One. That is the weekend Rogue One is released. Star Wars Rogue One.
Wow. December 16th it's released. Star Wars.
Yeah.
Star Wars Day.
Star Wars Day.
Yeah, Mike, you ever heard of Star Wars Day? You should catch up.
Heard of it.
Read some social
media. Actually, I heard
sometimes.
It before. You heard of it? What's that? Have you got your tickets? George Lucas called me before and said, hey, it's Star Wars Day.
The day I was born was the day George Lucas had that idea. So
so he told me, when I was a baby, he told me. He's like, this is my idea for Star Wars. I'm like, thank you. All right. What's going on in culture? Damn it. I hope I edit that out. But I won't.
Okay. For locals, Maroa Shell. Maroa Shell has doubled their craft beer cave.
Whoa.
They pushed
Did they go back? They go back into the old one? Remember they had that when they first opened up the cave? They went into that one where they got all the cases, and then they moved out of it and went into that little tiny one.
Yes. So that tiny one, they must have had an office behind it. So they closed out that, and so now it's twice as long. It's probably, what, 6 by 12 now? Used to be like a little 6 by 6 room.
It resembles the Valero, and I always speak of in San Diego.
I think that used to be a Valero. Before it was a Shell.
Every gas station used to be a Valero. Or is currently a Valero or was once a Valero.
It was a Chevron service station.
Oh, that was.
Oh, yeah, and they had the garage, two garage doors.
The mini mart is
That's why they were able to make the mini mart so big.
So for people that don't know Fresno, it's probably popular everywhere, but about every 5 to 10 years, we have a rotation where 76 will go out and then Sinclair comes in or... Something goes out and Valero comes in, AMPMs, those roll through, Chevrons will go down, Shells go up. We had one Texaco forever, and then they finally took that one down. Because they, when Chevron bought them, they whittled down to just the one. And then that one finally went.
Gasoline talk. Yeah. There's a new one.
But
yeah, well, that was the time period when Chevron had service stations still, and they were slowly phasing those out.
Yep. For the Quickie Marts, which did not sell craft beer.
No.
I think we only have one that does.
Come on,
Quickie Mart. I saw Maroa Shell had their own can glasses.
I bought one branded. Of those.
That's where I saw it.
Yep.
Your Instagram.
They had a deal where they're like, oh, if you buy blah, 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 we'll give you a can glass. They had that going on, but... I was just like, hey, I'll give them $3. I like a good can glass. It has the big shell on it.
I like this idea. It's the new version of what you'll see in thrift stores in 10 years. But
yeah, no, I mean.
You, I like it for now.
Buying your favorite gas station's coffee mug used to be a thing. Mm-hmm. Now it's a beer glass.
Now you buy their beer glass. Because everybody needs one more beer glass in their cupboard.
And then. Should we do another local thing?
Sure, go ahead.
So
does that have to do with craft beer?
It does.
Okay.
Anybody can participate in this.
Oh.
How big is your light bar?
Even the UK listeners?
They could. So if you go to the Fresno Bee website.
FresnoBee.com, where Joshua Teehee has a column.
But it's FresnoBee.SecondStreetTap.com. They have... a vote system, and they have a microbrew category in this voting poll, which includes 559 local, includes BJ's Restaurant and Brew House, Full Circle Brewery, House of Pendragon, Mad Duck Brewing, Riley's Brewing Company, Sequoia Brewing Company,
Brewpub.
Southgate Brewing Company.
Not Brewpub.
The Yard House. And Tioga Sequoia Brewing Company. So.
This sounds like the best of Fresno list.
Is this their annual.
Well, yeah, I mean, they have everything. Ice cream, Indian restaurant, Italian restaurant, Japanese.
That's their best of.
But.
It's not called best of though. It's called something else.
But anybody can go on here and vote, and you can see who's better. If the people could say that Yard House is the best microbrewery in the area.
People's Choice Awards.
It could happen if it goes wrong.
What do you think was going to win that for Fresno Bee voters?
I'm worried if there's a lot of bros that watch the Fresno Bee, they might vote for Yard House.
Yard House. Yard House.
I do too.
It doesn't deserve that vote. You're right.
But would you say the Yard House exclusive beers are better than any of the local places that are actually brewing Fresno or close. Mm.
Man, there's an update we haven't had in a while. Who's doing Yard House beers currently?
I haven't. The last we checked, wasn't it?
I think it was Firestone.
It was Firestone, but they stopped. Gosh. It was Slow Brew, I thought. Did it go to Slow Brew? It seems like I want to say Slow Brew is doing it.
Firestone was doing Slow Brew as well.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's why I mixed up then.
And they did Trader Joe's and Mission
Golden,
Street.
And Golden Road's doing Mission Street, aren't they?
Was it Golden Road? I don't know who does Yard House right now. Brother, see if he can.
Oh, no, no. There. I think it's Uinta. I want to say it's Uinta doing Going Yard Houses.
My trusty source.
Google.
What? No.
The last time I was in Yard House, the manager who knows me now as a beer geek.
What do you want, beer geek?
I don't think he knows of a podcast.
Oh, this guy. He's going to order off the chalkboard and we're out of it.
Beer geek, come here.
But he said that he actually went down, this was a few months ago, went down to Green Flash and helped. They did like a Green Flash and Yard House did a collab.
Mm-hmm.
And like a bunch of Yard House managers.
Yard Houseians?
Went down and helped. And he said like not all the managers helped, but he actually did physically help make the beer and like.
Pour this bucket of hops.
I think he poured the grain in. I think he was saying he poured the grain in.
Into the mill?
He made some. He actually made some suggestions or something. So I haven't seen that beer. But
can you bring that up 2 degrees,
Marina? I'd like that to be a degree more.
Yeah, I like it. And then
you're predicting Yard House is going to win that.
This is kind of like a culture thing. I know it's not exactly new, but I'm still looking for input from others. But there's a brewing company out of Portland, Oregon, called Groundbreaker. These cans have been popping up in all the little crafty places. It's at Whole Foods. It's all this. But they're certified gluten-free beverages.
Saw it.
So they're made with organic tapioca.
What? No.
Organic lentils, chestnuts, candied syrup, cane sugar, hops.
Oh, God. That's so Portland.
There's one other one's like brown sugar.
Are lentils organic? It's not that massive manufactured lentil. It's organic lentil.
Organic tapioca.
Yeah.
Malodextrin.
Most lentils filled with GMOs.
Malodextrin. So it's a bunch of things. I almost picked it up just to see what it would be like because there was hops in it, but I was like,
they did have hops.
I understand all these things are fermentable and yeast eats sugar. So it's probably not like maple syrup with hops. It's probably what we wouldn't be drinking, but
I could get down on that.
I want to know if anybody's had
that. Sounds good in the name.
I've had Omission, which is gluten free and their pale's not bad.
On the table.
But
Omission pale?
Yeah. I've had the Omission beers. Mm-hmm. They have 3 different ones and they were drinkable. But
Omission beers, drinkable.
I don't know about
have them
this.
Today.
I don't know about this. So I'm looking at Matt from Tacoma. Find out for us. Take a bullet.
Eat it. Eat it, Matt. Do it for the show.
But if it's good, congrats to all you gluten-free or glutards.
Good times.
There's more hope for you.
Well, I like this Anchorage beer. So
it's grown on me.
I'm liking it.
I guess Alaska can do stuff.
Once in a while, they'll come out. They'll do something nice.
Anchorage, they're okay.
They're probably one of the few breweries that has to warm up the tanks in the wintertime.
Tank heaters.
Yeah. Oh, it's only negative 20 degrees outside today. Better warm up the tanks to 60.
Ooh. Lagers, naturally chilled lagers from Alaska. That should be a thing.
Naturally chilled lager?
marketing. Naturally right trans cold transferred.
Naturally cold transferred.
Yeah, they just have pipes that run outside. That's the cold transfer.
Above ground.
Yeah.
They're not even not insulated, not nothing.
Nope.
All right. What else is going on out there in the culture?
We're about to open a whale.
Oh, uh-oh.
Is this a whale?
Is this a whale?
Is this a whale?
Quote from last week's show from Nick. Is this a whale?
If I could get it open.
Oh, now.
I love gold!
I can tell it's a waxed bottle, previously waxed bottle. It's not a 22, it's a... whatever that size is.
It sounds metric.
Yeah.
500 milliliter.
Yeah, 500 milliliter. That's what I said.
I totally said that.
You know what else is 500 milliliter? Your average water bottle, which is 16.9 fluid ounces.
Whoa.
Just like the one in front of you.
All I heard was beer is practically water.
Basically.
It's made from it.
There's more. There was more news this week on how beer is just, you know, a couple beers a day will keep everything cool with your body.
Was that the 98-year-old woman?
There was her. There was something else, too, I saw. It was just
secret
like...
secret to life, drinking beer.
Just drink beer and you'll be cool. Just don't drink a whole shit
don't
ton
be a
of
little
it.
Bitch. Drink a beer.
Don't get a podcast and drink a crap ton of it. What do we got here, Beer Brewer? What's this local whale or whale whale?
We have... this is not even... technically numbered. This was the employee release
of
the 2014 Tioga Sequoia's inaugural barrel-aged beer release called Midnight Rush. I believe there's only about 1,000 bottles of this released to the public.
Ooh, 999 now.
They said this was employee bottle, so it was pre-bottle dating.
My bottle is employee bottle, so
yeah,
it's better than your bottle. So I'm like a better drinker.
But I figured, what a way! Why not use this for the anniversary?
Well, thanks. Mm-hmm. Been sitting on this, huh?
I have a bunch.
Cheers.
Of it still, but yeah.
Cheers again.
I got a bunch of it.
Yeah,
I got a bunch of it.
I got a bunch of these.
Now we all know. Now we all know where to get our Midnight Rush.
But I had Cafe Corazon coffee. It was, chocolate and vanilla and bourbon barrels. I think these were Breckenridge barrels.
I'm getting that bourbon.
Yeah. It started out as two different beers. It was Midnight Lightning and Rush Shower, both in barrels and blended. So it went up from a Rush Hour 7.3, and it's up at a 9.8. So Midnight helped a little bit, but those bourbon barrels were pretty good. Somebody else talk, please.
Nick, what else is going on?
I never thought Sierra Nevada would go here.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. What has happened?
It hurts my beer-drinking loins. Tropical Torpedo.
We talked about that.
What?
I mentioned it.
Damn it. Okay. Matt already said it.
Well, this was like 2 months ago, but it's worth mentioning
it's not
again.
Out yet, though.
It's coming the first of the year.
Yeah
January.
Tropical Torpedo, and then they're also doing a pale ale fruit variant.
Why?
Torpedo tropical variant.
I'm going to torpedo you.
Tropical Torpedo.
Yeah.
It's got a torpedo with pineapples in it instead of, you know, black or whatever, gunpowder, whatever you put in the torpedo to make it go boom. To make go boom.
Plutonium. Yeah.
1.21 gigawatts.
What the hell's a gigawatt? So there's that. Look forward to that.
Uh-oh. So are you boycotting that?
I might boycott that.
Whoa.
I might.
Like, I've been looking for something to boycott lately. I haven't found any good boycotts.
Sierra Nevada's doing too good of a job. They're about
Guess
to slip
what?
Up.
What?
The other one is Sidecar, which is the orange pale ale.
Sidecar.
Orange. See, why? Why did they? They've never followed anybody's
trend.
Never
been a trend follower, have they? I mean, you could say Torpedo is like their answer to newer, you know, past 10 years, you know, double IPA, but yeah, they never,
I think
maybe they just want to do it.
The
maybe.
Sidecar Orange Pale will be bottles, but I think the Torpedo, I think that one will actually come in cans.
I don't know about saying that.
Wish I could find the picture I was looking at earlier that angered me so.
No, no, I guess I guess it's just bottles as well. I thought one of them was coming in cans.
Now we're giving out misinformation.
Great.
No, they're both still coming.
Discreditable.
Can't stop that.
Can't stop, won't stop.
For all the Uber nerds out there.
Yes.
Kern River Citra.
Is
out and about.
It's out there floating around.
Yep.
We haven't had it.
Have not had it.
Looking out for.
We suck. They had a keg of it suck. At Goldstein's.
Yep.
On Monday, and I didn't go down there. I was too busy.
I think Spokeasy was getting a keg. And
yeah, Spokeasy got a keg the next day or day after.
It's going around.
Again. But I was like, there's no way it's going to still be there at like 9 o'clock at night when they opened at 11 or 1 o'clock or whenever they open. So forget it. Enjoy it, people without a job.
Yeah. And
enjoy your Citra.
Millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars. Freaking millionaires with your sitting around at home. Go beer drinking during the week.
Bastards. During damn week, drinkers.
During a damn week.
Who let these people?
What else, bro?
What else? I can't remember if...
4 years of...
Of beer this.
You're in it.
This is happening. Oh, look who just showed up. Our special guest.
Oh, hey.
Oh, they had to leave already.
Oh, see you later. Thanks for dropping by.
I can't remember, as usual, if Kelly has mentioned this before or not. Mumford Brewing from downtown L.A., new downtown L.A. brewer.
I don't
brewer.
Remember her
And Sons
it?
Or just Mumford?
Yeah, I was hoping it was And Sons. I see lots of people posting their cans around town.
They're already making cans?
Yeah. I'm wondering what this is all about. Apparently you guys have heard nothing about
this. Nope, heard nothing. Nope. I'm still waiting for us to get a Phantom Carriage beer. Did they bottle?
Phantom Carriage?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I want to
You weren't at that party, were you?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, that's right.
Had to be there.
Fontana Jim says those are tough to get. Fontana Jim, for those listeners that want to hang out with other poor listeners, I hear Fontana Jim's going to be here on the Saturday during Thanksgiving weekend. So, and he's going to be doing touring the Fresno's and beer, a beer tour all Saturday. So
beer turd.
All day beer turd.
All day beer turd.
Hey, guy, come on.
I hate those
what
days.
What are you doing?
All day beer turd, honey.
Oh, I know I gotta go.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
Ooh, we should get the beer bike and podcast from
it. Yeah.
Good luck. Yeah. That'll never happen. Yeah. Sounds great, though.
Need more power. How could we get power on there? I'd have the portable.
It's battery powered.
Flux capacitor.
But I mean, it's like if we have multiple mics, I don't think I could get two mics on that portable recorder. We could have two mics on the bike.
You could probably, if it was staged, you probably could put a small soundboard and power it on there and mix it down to a portable recorder.
I think we just set up a tailgate. See what happens.
See what happens. See if anybody cares.
Does anybody care? Nobody?
Does right. anybody care? Thank you.
Thanks. Nice to see you.
All right. Join this Midnight Rush from Tiger Sequoia.
Damn, it's good.
What else? Is there anything else going on?
Maybe. Nah, just kidding. I was trying to come up with a a more fair ore game for you, but I haven't quite finished.
Oh, it. No. All right.
It's time for the next segment.
It's next segment music time.
But first, let's hear from our special guest. All right.
Oh,
thanks for stopping by.
Wow. Man, it is crazy week here. Nobody accused us of not freaking doing it up.
That's right. Endless line of beer also relevant. Oh, that's super.
Let's not go down that road again.
All right.
Don't do it.
Yeah, we got scolded by Mike for doing it. Will you
call me tonight? Leave me a voicemail.
Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
I was trying to harmonize with Paul. Attempt it.
Excellent
job. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour, the Dorktown Network / the Perfect Pour. We like you to call us and give us your beer thoughts about the show, those kind of things. You know what? You love it. And there's plenty.
Shut up.
There's plenty this week. I'm sure it's just chock full of celebrities. They all knew it was 4 years of.
Yep, because we told everybody to call in and wish us a happy 4 years.
Yep.
What a perfect board. Stick it out, eh? This is Chew Your Beer. And guess what?
What?
Guess what I'm doing, eh?
What, bro?
I'm drinking. And guess who I'm hanging out with? This is.
Uh-oh.
Stick it
Uh-oh.
Out, eh? Hey, it's Evil Circle, hey? Fontana J, you fucked up.
Fontana J? Club.
You fucked up, eh? You could have been drunk. You could have been hanging out. You could have been cool, eh? But you're not. So guess what? Evil Circle, he's a cool motherfucker, eh? So, that's about it. We're gonna go fucking, go get some chocotazo.
Ooh.
And some fucking,
how is that some still of around? That
special Jack Daniel's sauce that I made. And then, maybe we're gonna go jump somebody, we still eh? Have but, one. I don't know, Holmes.
Shh.
But I got the munchies, eh? So we might get some fucking carnitas.
Oh, watch some carnitas.
Ah, they're going to Chipotle.
Yeah. I'm sure Chew's at Chipotle.
What do you mean the guac is extra?
Nice. What? It's actually pretty accurate.
What? The guac is extra.
Guys, you hear me?
What?
Driving.
Scotty,
baby.
Hey,
you know, I just started listening to the latest show. And don't worry, I'm going to listen to the whole thing. But
just started, damn.
Just started.
What's that, guys? I'm a little disappointed.
Uh-oh, what do we do?
I'm beside myself. I'm driving and I'm riding shotgun right now.
Carpool lane.
You guys,
carpool.
I know you tried not to, and you didn't go into it too deep, but you talked politics on the show.
Uh-oh.
It hurt my heart.
Uh-oh.
I don't really give a fuck what anyone's politics is, but I don't like it in my beer. I don't. It hurts. Makes me want to cry. Makes me want to weep for America.
We just glanced off of it.
But don't worry. I still love you. Still think you're great. I'll just have to wipe my tears. Get on with my day. Go to work. My tedious job that I have. Not drink beer all day.
I hear you.
Just think of how wounded I am. Mm-hmm. So my buddy, the Perfect Four, mentioned politics on this show.
Uh-oh.
For me. Where's my safe space? Well, anyway, keep up the great work. I'm driving.
Scotty B.
Scotty B.
Hey.
I would like to extend a sincere apology that we talked about the Cubs winning the World Series. I'm sorry that offended you.
We recorded right after the election. So
oh yeah, that too.
Some, you know, it was hard not to for it to bleed in. So apologize. Our California ways.
Yeah. Meanwhile, on Scotty B's Facebook page.
I like how the dogs are conjugating.
Yes. I'm wondering what's going on over
the
here.
The studio labs are really intently watching Nick.
Oh, let's investigate this guy real quick.
Look at this guy.
What's going on?
He's up to something.
Treats? Do you have treats? Oh, we would like crackers, please.
Sorry. We're sorry, everybody. I don't even remember what we did.
Yeah.
I'm sure we did.
It was probably bad.
I'm sure.
We still.
Hey, guys. Whoa, Tony Bags.
Tony Bags.
And I'm drinking.
Hey, Tony Bags drinking.
Can you guess where I'm drinking? Can you guess?
San Diego? Oh, Slow Brew.
I'm at Kern River picking up some Citra bottles.
What?
Drinking some Citra.
Tell me, yes. Adrian, hi.
Citras. It's amazing. Adrian? It's such good beer. Their saison, though, in the back. If you guys haven't been up to Kern River, there's the restaurant and there's the back new brewery. Their saison is on point. Yeah, great job over here at Kern River, what they're doing. Out here in the middle of nowhere. It's actually some beautiful mountainous area. But keep up the good work, guys, and I'll see you next week.
Bye. Ooh, what's that mean? See us next week.
Can you go in from the back, or do you still have to go in from the front to get to the back?
Hmm. Depends on her mood.
How drunk.
fuck it, whatever.
Perfect pour.
Uh-oh.
I'm growing hungry. It's E-Rock, your father, in the house. Oh, walking back.
Did we just get Temple of the Dog?
Downtown Chicago from the UIC Forum.
Temple of Dog is
coming back from OBAB 2016. Woo! That is the Festival of Barrel Aged Beers. That's right, Nick. You heard me.
I heard that.
We are leaving the biggest barrel aged beer festival of the world.
Why are you leaving?
I hope in an Uber.
I had to share this with you, and I will share it on your Twitter when I get on the train on my ride back. Imperial Shower Beer by Lagunitas.
Oh, no.
And we had many, many other barrel aged deliciousness, including Caraba Java.
Whoa. Woo!
From,
I have one of those in the fridge.
From a good friend at Firestone.
Whales, bro.
Barrel aged 1050 in the house. No, yes. I did not get the 1050. God damn it, Chad. Look at that shit on my show.
Oh, that was good.
But
shut up, Chad.
Guys,
there, best Chad.
Small scale barrel aged beer festival adventures. For sure.
Just don't leave Chad
looking
hanging.
Forward to going in the future. Hopefully getting some audio next year. But I wanted to know that the West Coast was well represented between Sierra Nevada and Firestone Walker for sure.
Who?
Got some medal winners out there, so check out the
cheer about Sierra Nevada and their sell up here.
Who won what? And the Midwest representing here in Chicago.
Chicago.
Loving what you do on the show, and keep up the good work, boys.
Cheers. Keep up the good work.
Oh, whoa.
Chad, easy, man.
Easy.
Jeez,
take
Chad.
Take it easy, huh?
God damn it, Chad.
You take it easy.
Beer with Friends podcast.
Yeah. They're doing it.
They're doing it.
They're barrel aging it up.
You're selling that at Anchorage down here. Anybody, can anybody pass
this
it?
One?
No.
This one?
It doesn't look like the Anchorage
one. Are you sure about this one?
I'm sure.
Okay.
I got that one.
How about this one?
I still got that one.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. This one then.
Oh no!
Mikey's
no,
had a taste
one.
Of his own medicine.
No,
boy,
man,
is it bitter!
Bitter.
You sure? You don't want this one?
Damn it!
Perfect pour. Evil Circle here.
Hey. Evil Circle's back.
Oh, I got a little story, and it's a bad baby I 2 months old. I'm out drinking with a few of the neighbors. We're a couple 12 packs deep already. Then one of my neighbors decided. No, he wanted to wrestle the neighbor next door who was completely sober.
Mind
you,
want to
do this in the middle of the street. You know,
sure.
Luckily, it was 11 o'clock at night, midnight, so it wasn't too many cars, but got me to thinking. You're out there drinking with your buddies, you know. Is it your responsibility to tell them when they've had too much to drink?
No.
You know, mind you, they're not going to drive. They're not going to stick their head in a meat grinder.
Okay.
They're not
okay.
going to endanger somebody else.
Okay. Good.
They're pretty much just going to make fools of themselves. So, do we let them, you know, just be themselves, just keep on drinking?
Yeah.
You know, or do we step in or be that mother figure and tell them, no, you have to stop? We were talking over football this last Sunday watching the Cowboys game, and this question came up.
How about them?
But my stance is, hey, you're a grown man. You know what? As long as you're not endangering no one else, drink as much as you like. I think his wife kind of disagrees and thinks we should be more responsible, but wonder what you guys think. Let me hear some good stories. Keep up the good work. Talk to you guys later.
All right. I think it all depends. If they're not going to harm themselves physically, and they're not pissing somebody off, that's sort of the parameter.
Yes. Will your neighbors be upset with your decision?
If they're not physically harming anybody or themselves, and they're not pissing somebody off, then let them go for it.
Mm-hmm. Let them have it.
If I was drinking and out in front of the house, I'd probably just tell my neighbor to shut up. Hey, shut up. Be like, hey, Dave, I don't care. Shut up.
Get a drunk. Okay?
I'm sorry. I really don't like my neighbor, Dave. He's the overly friendly oaky dude. Hey, I got a chainsaw. I could help you. I cut down the... Nope, Dave, don't care. Hey, sorry about my broken down truck bed with all the crap full of it. I'm going to take it to the dump eventually. Okay, Dave, don't care. Hey, I'm going to have this broken down Ford Taurus in my driveway for 2 weeks, and I'm going to park my truck on the lawn. Is that okay? Dave, don't care.
Are you living in King of the Hill? Are you on
propane and propane accessories?
Are you living on the same street? Are you in the back alley with your beer?
Yep. I wish I had the back alley.
Yep.
Yep.
I enjoy garage activities where you can enjoy beer. You're like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to change the oil on the Volkswagen. Here's a beer.
It's even better when your garage is behind the house. That way you don't have to deal with neighbors.
Yeah, we do. Hi, I'm your neighbor. Can I talk to you? No.
No.
No way.
No.
No. Oh. My God.
Damn it.
Yeah. Mikey's got it set. You're not only are you set down at the end of a place, but your garage is also set off the street. Yeah, you're like the perfect distance from.
I'm hiding back here.
If a neighbor wanders over, they must, I don't know.
Then once in a while they'll walk down the street. You? I've had to talk to neighbors once in a while. They'll walk down there and be like, and then when somebody walks down there, it's weird. You're like, what the fuck's going on?
Get your binoculars. Who are you?
Is that person here? Nobody's supposed to come down here.
What do you want?
You guys!
Naked down here.
What is your quest?
Friday! Scotty B, he's back.
My previous voicemail, I know I was being kind of hard on you, and I wanted to apologize for being so hard on you. Really, I didn't mean to be mean or anything, giving you a hard time for mentioning politics. It's just, you know, when you recorded that was just the day after the election.
See,
it was Friday when I heard it. You know, freaking sick I was of hearing about it. Just the mere mention of it made me want to puke out both ends. God, I'm fucking tired of it. But anyway, you know, you guys are free to say whatever you want, and I shouldn't be a douchebag about it. And that's all offended and need my banky and my safe space and all that shit. But anyway,
I'm offended.
I just wanted to apologize for being a dick. And keep up the great work.
Did we
guess it?
We didn't call you a dick. You might have called yourself one.
Say nothing, man.
We didn't say it.
You're cool, Scotty B. You can get away with a lot here. You can do whatever you want. You can call us out. And we're fine with it.
Mind the F-bombs.
Hey, Perfect Portal. This is Kyle. I had a great week this week in beer. I was fortunate enough to go to D.C. Got to check off a Terrapin Hopsecutioner off my want list, and right now I am on the side of the road up in Kernville. Just picked up my case of Yes Citra. So
case.
Every once in a while you get a week in
everybody's getting Citra.
Just kind of go your way. This is my week. I am pretty jazzed. So hope you guys get a chance to try it. I am definitely looking forward to it. My cousin and I on the case. So here's to us. Here's to beer. Here's to getting what you're looking out for. It's a fun feeling.
Aww. Cheers.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Getting what you're looking out for. I like that.
Getting what you're looking out for.
Citras are everywhere.
Paul, are you paying attention? Getting what you're looking out for.
Thanks, Kyle.
Hey, guys.
Harry, look at you. Called it out.
The BevMo parking lot. I really can't stand this place.
BevMo. That's where Paul's been. Here,
but, that's where he's it been. Is fun to go inside every now and then and see what the chaotic shambles this place is in. Every now and then they get something way before anybody else. Mm-hmm. Pretty rare these days, but the real reason I'm here is I have to take a piss really bad, and it's that they have a bathroom right by the door. So, Nick, Haunted Stars, Modern Times, you sounded skeptical the other week during Looking Out For, but believe me, bro, this is your beer.
Ooh.
Put aside your skepticism and pick one up, you will not be sorry that you did. Yum, yum. Bye-bye, guys.
Wow.
Bye, Paul. Good luck in that in that bathroom
the BevMo bathroom.
The BevMo bathroom.
He's like, this facility is not large enough for me to shower in.
Do you have any cold door? Do you have a bathroom inside the cold box? Or is it all warm? You keep all your bathrooms warm?
The reverb is just not correct. I'm just not getting that. Oh, yeah, you should record
in there.
He's looking, Paul's all about the acoustics.
Mm-hmm.
He likes an aqueous reverb.
My plops need to sound really good.
I'll show you a good plop.
Whoa. Oh, man. Damn it. I opened the door for that, didn't I?
I'll show
you. Hey, guys. Fontana Jim checking in. I don't know which week this is making the old podcast. I am firing this voicemail late.
This current
on
week.
On a broadcast day. I don't know if Mikey mentioned it or not. I am heading up to the Fresno's Friday, Saturday after Thanksgiving.
I don't communicate.
I got family business up there, but I plan to grab my brother-in-law and show him the town and show him some of the sights on local Fresno breweries. Anyways, if I meet up with you guys, that'll be cool. I'll fire off some messages via, social medias.
Oh, great.
And I might have me a box of fun for you guys, a little bit of liquid gold. Anyways. Keep the good work, guys.
Keep the good work.
Lizard King 74.
So I'll never get any of these messages, in other words.
Well, you got to check, bro.
No.
And the final, remember that. Thanksgiving weekend Saturday. Montana Jim will be in town touring the spots.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Come on. There you go. That was the final voicemail of the week.
And aren't you glad you stuck around for that?
God damn it. Now we can't play that song.
559-492-0542. If you think you can do better or equally the same or something, that is the number to call.
If you would like to participate in Paul karaoke, please call 492.
If you'd like to sing your favorite Paul song,
559-492-0542.
Coming in hot.
Was there a little bit of a pre-intro of somebody talking in the background?
We did that before. We broke that down before. Because there's something going on there. See, it's the studio ghost.
I thought it said, there's somebody good out here.
I think he had the TV on when he was recording. That's what I've
come up with. Was Matlock on?
Yeah, has Matlock on.
Paul, your meatloaf's ready. See? The meatloaf! Ma! Meatloaf! Ma!
Or the house he was in is haunted. Why are they? I mean, that's the only two options.
Was that...
Better get your ass in here?
Better get your ass in here! Oh, now you're hearing stuff!
Whoa!
Get your ass...
Can I get another shower beer? Is that what it's saying?
Can I get another shower
Can
beer?
Can I get another shower beer?
There's a shower beer in here. Wow. We're going to have to really break that down later. I'll isolate it more next week or something.
Just loop the one first second.
Yes. Ghost Hunters.
Ghost hunters, beer hunters.
Beer ghost hunters.
Beer ghost hunters. We'll go to all the haunted breweries. That's our show. That's our new show. Look for that on FX coming this fall.
She called me.
Jesus.
Whoa.
Damn it.
What's with this music?
Does anyone want to volunteer to go to the beer fridge?
Not it.
Pick out a beer.
I'll do it.
All right, because we got a beer. We got a fridge, Mike.
My seat's warm. I'm not leaving it.
Say
right
happy
now.
4th anniversary to the fridge, Mike. I don't remember when we started using it, but uh-oh. Hear that?
You okay over there?
Oh, that is. Had an itch I couldn't scratch. Oh, beer for me. So, top shelf, right?
Well, you can. Those hoppy palms aren't, I don't know about them.
I don't want to get yelled at.
Hoppy palms sounds good.
Ooh, that's a bottle. That was a 22 bottle. 22 ounce.
And making noises.
Man, this is taking some. There we go.
Sorry, fell asleep.
I fell asleep, forgot what I was doing.
Nope, take it back.
Oh, okay.
Boo. Sounds terrible like, choice.
Sounds like your turn to get up and go to the beer fridge.
This one was from Beer with Friends podcast. This is the... Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here from Pipeworks Brewing, the White Russian Imperial Milk Stout.
Oh, boy.
Obviously, a reference to the Big Lebowski.
Hey, Lebowski.
And I don't have a bottle opener over in my reachable, hand reachable.
You got any milk? Or are you got any cream? What does he say?
There. Somebody else can open that bottle now.
So... How about them?
How about them beers, huh?
How about them beers?
Ooh. That's the taper on the 22.
Ooh. I love gold.
New beer.
You guys have your Thanksgiving beers ready?
And it's got the labels, got a dude on there. It's kind of just yes. A Lebowski.
Nice.
I know what beer we're going to be sipping on Thanksgiving.
Excellent. I like that.
Because it was bottled on 11/26/14.
That's old.
Thank you.
This Pipeworks says a white stout brewed with lactose sugar with cacao, coffee, and vanilla added.
Ooh, coffee? I did not see that before.
When does an Imperial Milk Stout have coffee in it?
Coffee. Like a little coffee in your cream.
Oh, it's kind of...
That is not...
It is a weird color. It is a weird color.
Separate?
We were supposed to shake it before we opened it?
I'm wondering.
Shake before having.
Like my orange juice in the morning.
Maybe they don't know what...
Wow.
A white stout brewed with lactose sugar. With cacao, makes a little more coffee, sense. And vanilla. Yeah. You forgot that white stout.
Yeah. Part.
Stop.
What do you mean, stop?
Oh, that's what it says right here. Stop. Read before opening.
Oh, shit. We didn't do that.
Oh, no. I forgot to stop.
Yep. It's a white stout.
Chill for 2 hours.
What do you think about this, huh?
Little sweet for my taste.
Mine, too.
But I like how the nose smells exactly like a fresh... Like a fresh glass of milk.
Oh, let me get in there and get that. A little bit.
It's like a sweet marshmallowy cream, though, when you drink it.
Yep.
What? Bottle art by B.J. Auslan.
Looking out for B.J. Looking out he for said Auslan.
B.J. Auslan.
Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers.
Here's some beers we are personally looking out for and beers we think maybe you might want to look out for.
And Jovi,
and
too.
Jovi. Jovi agrees.
Hey, guys. Coors Light.
Jovi's looking out for some Coors Light.
Jovi can have all the there's
a, beer. Somebody's making it. Aren't you guys carrying it? We're selling a beer that made for dogs.
Yep. I can't remember the company's name right now, but it's a... But yeah, they have porky, like brown porter or something like that. But it's, yeah, it's basically animal broth and malt extract. Oh,
okay. So right now, if you go to Tioga Square Beer Garden with your dog, you can buy him a beer, so to speak. You know, yeah. You have no dog restrictions there?
Nope.
It's just
dog friendly. You could bring your children if you had to. And
dogs are not allowed to serve beer. That's the only restriction.
That's an ABC rule.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Can't strap a harness to him and have him deliver a beer.
What?
I don't know what I'm doing.
What if you train him the card?
They don't have pockets, so where are they going to keep the money?
True.
Well, he ate about $42 in change.
I like quarters.
Well, all right. Some beers to look out for, folks.
Oh.
Modern Times, the Blam Blam.
Yep.
Looking out for cans.
Those cans.
With Blam Blam.
I like some sweet
blam,
cans.
Blam Blam. Blam Blam Blam. That is
drain pour. Dump bucket.
Nelson Hopped IPA. It's a collab with Garage Project. What more do you want? We need it. Damn it. A place called a brewery called Tiny Rebel Brewing Company made a Stay Puffed. It looks like a beat up Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man on the label. It's a marshmallow porter.
Very nice.
Cool.
I saw somebody in Sweden drinking that.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be a Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah.
Tip of the hat.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Because nobody cares about the actual Stay Puffed.
They just like his what he stands for.
Yep.
In his appearance.
Not the small town brewery, aka Not Your Father's, that does all the Not Your Father's root beer and all those things.
Right.
They're making an IPA. Because they're not the Not Your Father's root beer has fallen off.
Yep.
It's like 75%. Has fallen off in this past month.
Saying it was a fad.
People are all of a sudden stopped drinking it. And so they had to do something. So they're making an IPA. And that's they're partially owned by Pabst, or Pabst owns them outright. I don't know.
Is it called Not Your Favorite IPA?
Not Your Favorite, Not Your Father's IPA.
Don't the Russians own Pabst?
So do we want to try that? Yeah. The Russian beer. The Russians are taking over. We're not getting political here, but
yeah,
taking over the country. So be careful. Rogue Brewing has one that the label looks cool. Promise Gone Awry IPA. It's a red rye IPA.
I do like reds. I do like rye.
Peter Brewer.
I'm interested in that.
Wants that. Okay, Fieldwork. Is having a special can release of Pulp IPA, 16-ounce cans. You can, this is, I saw this from the Sacramento one.
Okay.
I don't know if this is every field work is doing this, but.
Yeah, I think they are.
On the 23rd of November.
Is brewed out of Berkeley, so.
Okay. Oh, they don't have any brewing in the Sacramento one. It's just
only the one brewery. Everything else is just tap rooms.
Okay. On the 23rd of November at 11 a.m., they are having that special release, 16-ounce cans, a 12 limit. I don't know if they mean 12 six-packs or just 12 cans. I'm going to assume 12 cans. So you can actually get a non-kraut, just a canned Fieldwork beer, Pulp IPA, which is a good one.
I liked no pulp.
Oh, ooh.
I don't know. I'm not a any fan, so no pulp was better to me than pulp or some pulp.
The why are we not seeing? Maybe I just haven't seen it. The Stone 11/25/16. I mean, it's almost Thanksgiving. I haven't seen it.
First, I've heard of it.
I put it in looking out for, I think, a couple weeks back, but it's still not around.
Don't know what you're talking about.
It's going to be Thanksgiving here in a second, so.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Thanks, Stone.
Thanks, Stone.
Way to go, Stone.
This is my number one looking out for because of the label and the everything behind it. El Segundo's Ha Ha IPA, the Simpson-inspired label and name. It's a 7.5% Nelson dry hopped.
Ah, that Zesty makes sense.
And Zesty and Dane.
Because it has Nelson.
Ha ha.
You choose me?
I said, ah ha ha.
The theater.
The theater.
So I need that. I saw Tom from 3BZine drinking that.
Did you?
I was like, dude, come on, bro. Not cool. Evil Twin Brewing, the perfect matcha. I don't care about this personally, but somebody might want to. 22-ounce Berliner Weiss, caramelized pineapple, and match teas. The label looked cool to me. That's what I just thought I'd point it out. And also, Evil Twin is Michigan Maple Jesus is brewed at Dark Horse.
Whoa.
So I take this to mean that they took their recipe,
mm-hmm.
Evil Twin, and went to Dark Horse and brewed it on their system.
Interesting.
It's a maple syrup bourbon barrel aged 12% imperial stout.
Only 12?
So, 12.
Yeah.
So those are some things.
Oh, so it's a session beer.
I found to look out for.
Nice.
Bearded Brewer. Is there anything you're looking out for?
Yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. I am currently looking out for the beers.
I am looking out for beers.
Oh, I thought he was going to overstep me there real quick.
I was just singing.
So I've been drinking the San Francisco IPA from Almanac, and I noticed that in our local Whole Foods, they have picked up the San Francisco IPA, the other beer, which I don't care for, and then
I hate the other beer too.
They also picked up the 6-pack of Almanac's Hoppy Pilsner. So I kind of want to try that. Nice. I do like a good Hoppy Pilsner. I was looking at that. It's looking at me all wrong. So it's looking out for. I don't know if I'll ever buy it, but it's right there. The Pure Hoppiness 6-packs have been blowing up my feed, and I need it.
Stop.
Alpine's Pure Hoppiness 6-pack. I need one of those.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of that too. I saw it before you.
Is a can I'm looking out for. I'll just take one can. It doesn't even have to be 6 of them.
Could it be an empty can, or does it need the beer in it?
Oh, it has to be full.
Oh, okay.
From Noble Ale Works. They are canning Nelson, She Wrote. Wait, what was that laugh again?
That was a Nelson, She Wrote.
Nelson, She Wrote. It is a Nelson hopped triple IPA at 12.3% from Noble Ale Works. And it comes in a triple fucking 16 Nelson. Ounce can.
What? 16 ounce?
Yep.
I drink all my 12% and freaking bombers.
So I freaking want one of those. So I'm looking at True Your Beer, Fontana Jim, Kelly, somebody in the LA area. Please. Please. Nelson, She Wrote. Nelson hopped triple IPA, 12.3% ABV, Friday, 11/18/16, 2 p.m. $24 4-pack. Limit 4 packs. $20 t-shirt, $5 can glass, limit 2, free hugs.
Can glass.
All you can eat shrimp, free not hugs? Available.
Wow, not available. All you can eat shrimp, not available.
So free hugs, but all you can eat shrimp, not available.
Damn it.
The Sizzler ran out of shrimp?
Yes.
I don't know why, but we have Melvin
ran
in the
out
bag,
of shrimp.
So I think we need to save Melvin.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we from Gabe, we have some Melvin 2x4.
Melvin in a bag. It's a special edition.
Special edition bags.
I love gold.
These things cost money.
I think this has been one of the most controversial beers that we've had on here in a while.
Really?
People are like, oh, you had 2x4? What? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, it's not the first time.
You haven't? We've had it many times, so whatever.
The Melvin.
Any other looking out for us?
That's what I'm looking out for.
That's what I'm looking out for. Nick?
Melvin, she wrote. How about some Biatchwood?
Always.
Always Biatchwood?
Mm-hmm.
How about some Sadie Dark Ale aged in bourbon barrels?
What the hell is a dark ale?
I don't know. But Sexy Sadie. Beatles reference. I like it.
Just like it, the Beatles reference.
Pretty much, I just like it because of the name. It's an expressive ale that was carefully aged in bourbon barrels for 1 year. Rich accents of caramel and vanilla and buzz. Like a bug zapper.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, delicate man, notes of oak and toasted oats. Adventurously and delightful. Spirit. No.
What?
I cannot read words right now, so just know it's a really good beer.
Just know it's badass.
Yeah, it's badass, bro. Beechwood's Sadie. Not an IPA for once from Beechwood.
Wow. They got that system of a stout. It's pretty damn good.
On our Facebook page, Rosendo sent us a message earlier about that field work. Said that's his looking out for. Also, the pulp.
Somebody help Rosendo with that. Come on.
But that was surprising. They're doing a 16-ounce can. Like, I think I've only ever seen them in crowlers. Come to us anyway.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I would think that's the first time they're doing that.
Yeah, regular.
Mm-hmm.
Regular size production.
Regular canning. Must be getting one of those remote canners.
Yeah.
Floating random canners.
Random cans. Everybody likes a random can.
Everybody likes themselves a random can.
And that's my bin.
Ooh, that's looking out for. Looking out for beer. What are we all drinking here? What are you guys enjoying right now? Nothing. Nothing. That's good.
Really?
Woo! 4 years! Woo!
We literally just went over this.
Woo!
It's Melvin 2x4, given to us by our friend Gabe.
Yeah.
It's a controversial beer where people hate us for enjoying it.
How we, yeah.
We talked about this.
Well.
Come on, where were you?
I don't remember. This is 4 years, man. I'm pretty fried.
I've been doing a podcast for 4 years, and it never did any brain damage to me.
Or did it?
But I've been doing a podcast for 4 years.
I've never had any problems with it. Oh, did I tell you guys I've been doing a podcast for 4 years?
And I turned out all right.
All right.
Oh, here's some news. Billy Joel Armstrong wants phones put away at concerts. There's an alt press headline.
Yeah, Billy Joel, you tell him. Sorry, cat's out of the bag. I can record your show. Remember when bands used to be like, don't record my show, okay?
Been caught.
I remember when Audie one time shut me down from recording a show at Audie's place for the blog. He's like, some of the bands don't like that, man. Don't do that. Imagine that. Nowadays, trying to shut somebody down from recording a show. Forget about it. Big Cod Drinking, and open up your Untappd. If you're on Untappd, we are as well. I am Dorktown on Untappd. Matt is Bearded Brewer 87. Mm-hmm. And Nick is The Nick 80.
Sometimes.
Those are our handles on the Untappd. Bearded Brewer?
Yes.
What the hell have you been drinking?
So, I got to sip on a couple of Trillium beers. One worth noting was Cutting Tiles.
Why you get Trillium? How the hell did you get Trillium?
Oh, was at Spokeasy.
And did somebody bring those in there?
Yes, he did. It's kind of also a Cheers. Arthur, he had mentioned he listened to the show, and he would walk over and say, here, try this. And fucking A.
Damn it.
Jason was admitting that that we are both two very good people, so...
I admit it. Okay. Yep. You're good people. All right. You got me.
The New Glory West Coast IPA. I've been sipping on some of that. I'm excited to retry their stuff a couple of times, make sure I like it. I like that Sacramento is invading town. I think Sacramento is capable of doing good beer. Spokeasy had some Mount Whitney Extra Pale Ale on draft. And I was enjoying that.
Never heard of it.
Super fresh. Super fresh.
Mm. Oh, that brew pub? Oh, yeah.
My favorite brew pub beers. Japanese brewery.
I heard the food.
Yoho
better.
Brewing. They had the Sari Umami. My favorite.
It's a good brewer.
Good IPA.
Best Japanese brewer as far as I know of.
My friend Gabe. You know, we all know Gabe.
Gabe, man. We need some Gabe back on the show.
He donated a boom sauce to us. We shared that the other night.
To us?
To me.
You?
I do not recall this.
I do not recall having.
He's donated one to us before.
We've had a boom sauce before. Yeah. But it's okay.
And then I also enjoyed from Flat Tail. They have a dry hopped session saison, which I really enjoy. I brought it here and you guys are like, meh.
That sounds like us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're all, look, I got this dry hop. And I'm all, yes. Saison.
Session.
Yeah. Yeah.
Saison.
Keep going. Wait, finish the sentence properly.
The fuck did you just say?
Saison.
Hey, guys.
That's a balloon.
This is the greatest beer in the world. Meh.
Beer boner gone.
I've got the greatest beer in the world. It's a Saison.
This is not the greatest beer in the world.
Hey, it's look, pumpkin spice latte beer. Oh, my God, give me now.
Rebel Raw.
Rebel Raw? In a can?
Canned Rebel Raw.
Rebel Raw.
Oh, man.
The best kind of Rebel Raw. It's got to be good.
And I picked up another six-pack of the Oscar Blues IPA just because I was dumb and couldn't do math.
What?
Well, if you need a reason.
Well, I was thinking, I was like, okay, so this was canned on 9/29/16.
That was yesterday.
It's the 16th day of the month. I'm all, that's close enough. Not realizing October happened in between 9/29.
Did you fall asleep again?
11/16.
Like,
so,
whoa!
Did you fall asleep and miss October?
So then I realized it's about 45 days old IPA, but it was still good.
It's still within the parameters.
The Oscar Blues IPA, the, 45 days is still good.
Isn't that the IPA half life is 45 days?
Mm-hmm. That bulk, yeah.
There you go. Half life is
got
when,
yeah. You got 90 days.
That's what I've been caught.
Drinking. The Nick 80.
Hello.
Did you drink anything?
Well, you see.
Well, you see here, Sonny.
Here's the deal.
Here's the thing.
Curse of the 12-pack.
I was in jail all week.
I kind of spent some time in
just
a
had,
place.
I had toilet bowl beer.
Where, you know, you gotta make do with what you got. Light beers is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. No, I bought a 12-pack.
All light beers.
When you buy a 12-pack of beer, you have 12 beers to get through.
Guess what?
Guess what? nothing new until the 12 pack is gone.
Wasn't even a mixed one. It was just one beer.
No, it was the Sierra Nevada snow pack.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
so
fine.
I had to kill off the snow pack before I could go out and buy anything else. So I had the maple stout. I had the coffee stout. I had the Centennial IPA, and I had the Pale Ale.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only unique beer was that thing in the bottle with the cap on it.
Yeah, I've had one of those beers with the cap on them.
Yeah, those are hard.
They're crazy, man.
That's crazy. They're
crazy, bro.
Oh, sorry, not maple stout, maple scotch ale.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Yeah. I was getting ahead to the coffee stout. Wow, I've had nothing unique except
Man.
I'm trying to think of what's on my counter right now, empty.
You don't even clean up your recyclables.
No, they kind of sit there until Tuesday when the truck comes.
If only you could periscope your kitchen counter right now.
If only. I need one of those Nest cams for my recycle bin. Oh, there you go. Recycle bin camera so you can remember what you've been drinking. Well, I already had that. I'm not going to have that again.
We might have to fire up that heater. It's only 48 degrees outside.
Oh, man. It's getting chill.
No chance of beer is getting warm.
The studio heater might have to come on here in a second.
Studio
ghost, turn on the heater.
Yep, just a regular week. There.
Oh, shit, our special guest just...
Oh! Oh,
man!
Woo! Hey, what's up, man? Oh, what beers did you bring?
Oh! Whoa, no, you guys wouldn't believe it. No. I wish you could see this right now, because, man, it's so
gosh.
Epic. Wow.
Everybody, man. Oh, this is so cool, so cool. What a great...
I remember the first time I said, hey, guys, meet my friend.
Now
look at him. He's a brewer at... Oh!
Big time, yes. Yes. I'm big time.
Mm, okay.
Man, thanks for stopping by. Yeah, wow.
Right.
He always gets it with the one-liner the door.
Yeah, I wish you could have heard that.
Oh, man.
If only we had the out-the-door microphone.
Are you cool? You need an Uber? All right.
Use a Perfect Pour 10 for the 10% discount.
Yeah. Or if you'd like a discount. Oh, can we do that? Did they do that? Uber?
I hope so.
I think you can set up a discount with them.
Ooh.
But, yeah.
Say Perfect Pour.
Perfect Pour 10.
Perfect Pour 10.
On your next on checkout.
Damn it. We need that.
Use promo code.
Yeah. Are we ever going to get t-shirts? A lot of people complain about t-shirts.
I hear we have an in. We need to make some contacts.
We have an in now? T-shirt in?
T-shirt in. Why rock, right?
Oh, okay. Why rock?
I don't know. Maybe.
there's probably a couple people we could contact.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Get that going. Get that sweet-ass top pour, Top Gun top pour.
Nice. Do we have permission to use that?
Dun, dun,
dun, dun. you know Loggins is the right Kenny. We're not looking at Rogers here. We're going Loggins.
Well, was that all your Binkots, Nick?
Yeah.
Sounds like you have something else.
No.
Give me one more. Come on.
It's a...
Hit me with your best shot.
Come on.
It's a reg. It's a huge.
All right. Give us a reg.
It's my regular Rocket Dog Red Trolley Ale.
Oh, you get a Red Trolley at Rocket Dog?
I do.
What? They got all kinds of other things on tap. I know,
man, there's something about Red Trolley and a Bratwurst that works.
Boo. I'm so sad I asked you.
See?
Boo. No,
you brought this upon yourself.
I kid.
I know, they do have some really good stuff. I like how they've ditched the tap handles for the tap chalkboard.
The nameless handles.
Nameless
the
handles.
Numbered handles or whatever.
Now they have a display with hanging panels where they write the beer name on there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a good place.
Saw they had some Modern Times in there.
Is there any of that that Melvin over there?
How's that?
Is there any of that?
How's that going on?
Oh,
Oh, you want this?
Mm-hmm.
You'll never get this. Well, I was caught. I was Bell's. Mm. Bell's got a special field work. Bell's. A couple of field work crawlers.
You got a special feel, and
you got a special feel.
Feel up.
Yep, a feel up. The into his
he
work.
He fielded my work, if you know what I mean.
Hey. He had a dude bring a couple field work crawlers. The in bloom double IPA and the nomadic IPA.
Nirvana reference?
I don't know, maybe. And he wasn't that impressed with the nomadic.
Yeah.
But I happened to go happened to be at his work, and when he still had it, the in bloom had just been opened. Mm. I just total randomly happened to be there, got to try that in bloom. It was nice. It was strong.
Mm-hmm.
It's an 8.2, and I tasted all that 8.2.
Whoa.
But still, it's field work, man.
Yeah.
Can't get better than that. What else? What else, man?
But did he say, hey, he's the one who likes all of our pretty songs?
Yes.
And he likes to sing along?
Yep. That was the guy.
And he likes to shoot his gun?
he loves that.
But he doesn't know what it means?
No, nah, he has no idea what it means. But he still does it.
Okay.
Just had Nirvana reference. I have a six-pack of Hoppy Palm.
Nice.
But I think it may be old, or either that, or I had a little cold this week, so I don't know. That can fuck up your taste buds.
Yeah.
So I don't want to blame it on the Hoppy Palm.
The aroma. You need the aroma.
Right. Almanac, the San Francisco IPA. I got that because the Bearded Brewer is all about it. He's like, San Francisco IPA, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, all right, Bearded Brewer, I get it. It's okay. It's okay.
I brought it to the show more than once.
Yeah. That's cool. I don't remember those times.
It's a good beer.
Oh, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just like, ooh, wow. I just wanted to be like, this is the best beer I've ever had. I mean, come on. Is that too much to ask? House of Pendragon, Prop 64.
Oh, you IPA. Had this?
Yeah, I had it.
Oh. But that's political, so don't talk too quick. Don't talk too much.
Sorry, Scotty B. The Prop 64, I've had it. But that's the pot reference. I had it at Eureka Burger.
The perfect pot reference.
And I also, at Eureka Burger, I had the Shark Bite Red Ale from Pizza Port.
Nice.
Look at me, buying a red ale. I didn't know I was buying a red ale.
Did they just give it to you?
What's that beer? Oh, it's a Pilsner Double PA. Got it.
Yeah, they had a House of Pendragon that they were out of.
Hmm.
I was like, shit. And there was another beer they're out of. And then he's like, you know, wait, he's standing over you. Now I've like cycled through two beers that they have on their beer menu, but they don't have.
What can I get for you, sir?
So now I'm at my third choice, and I'm just like, he's like, Shark Bite? I'm like, sure, Shark Bite.
I'll get a PBR.
Yeah, so.
What?
It's a fine, I'm not a Red Ale fan, but it was a fine beer, though. I drank it all.
You should have called me. I would have. Hey, can you drink this red ale for
Matt,
me?
Matt, I got a situation. Oh man, what's going on? I'm over here at Eureka Burger. He's yep. like, oh man, yeah, like he's thinking like, oh fuck, he just got kicked out. He's here. He's just got DUI. I better go pick him up. And he's like, yeah, I'm over here at Eureka Burger. I got a full red ale in front of me, man.
Nice.
Need some help.
Chances are, I'd be over at Wahoo's.
Yeah, so, I'm like, oh, all right, I'll be, yeah, you're either at Wahoo's or...
Mikey, I'm right behind you.
Yeah, that's cool, man, I'm already starting to drink it. What? You just hand
coming yeah, out of and I got this.
I got it, man.
I got this.
GB3, Wahoo's, or Poplo's, I'm right in that area.
I've literally been right behind you the whole time.
just waiting for this. He's all, he's gonna fuck up and order a red ale, and then I'm gonna pounce.
Watch this guy. Watch him.
He's gonna get rattled. His first two choices aren't there. Hmm. He's not gonna know what to do.
Hey, Mike, check your Snapchat. That's me ordering a red ale.
Oh, look, I'm on your Snapchat ordering right now. Bearded Brewer 87 on Snapchat. Well, there you go. That's enough. Enough of my big god drinking. Dorktown on Untap. Don't forget that.
Dorktown.
There's also a podcast named Dorktown. Bell, last episode, Bell's complained that I don't talk about Dorktown enough on Perfect Board. So there you go. Dorktown. Great show. Wow. Producer Becky, Bell's. It's a comedy podcast. Go look for it.
Mm-hmm. Fonzie's.
People get Fonzie's. What do you think about that?
Doesn't Reggie 559 sometimes go on on the Dark Towns?
And historically, he has been, okay. But it's been quite a while. He's been on the Perfect Boards since the Dark Town.
Okay.
Need to see Reggie more.
I just wanted to say
what's
Reggie.
What's Reggie been drinking?
God damn it,
he's
Reggie.
On there. He's on Untappd as well.
He is. He'll like my stuff from time to time.
Yeah. Either he's... Reggie 559 or Reggie U 559. Reggie U 559. Well, there you go. That's all our Bingcots. So what's after Bingcots, all you guys? What do you think after that?
Ears.
The show, and we're giving out some cheese. Gouda, cheddar,
Munster,
provolone. Is American like the worst cheese?
Yes.
Really? I don't know.
It's
about
all
that.
Spongy and floppy.
You don't have any Kraft singles in your fridge?
No.
Wow. But that's just, you have to have those in your fridge, right?
You really don't.
You don't? Huh.
You don't.
Okay.
I mean, that used to be the only sliced cheese you could get, but nowadays they have everything sliced.
Those of us that are sans children, maybe.
Yes. Actually, I don't have any in there.
Oh, okay.
My child has become lactose intolerant all of a sudden.
Oh,
so
it's going to hurt.
Hurts, don't it?
I like going to Sprouts because you could get, they have grated cheese that you could buy pre-mixed, which most places do like
welcome
Cheddar
to
Jack.
The cheese show.
Cheddar Jack is usually what you have to get.
Cheddar Jack.
In a white orange combo, but they do cheddar mozzarella blend. And I kind of wish you could get.
Do you do a cheddar mozzarella blend?
I wish you could get in a grated cheese format. I wish you could get a
is this
cheddar.
Organically grated?
Come on. You'll appreciate this, God damn it.
Shh.
I wish you could get a cheddar and pepper jack shredded blend. That would be perfect.
Cheddar and pepper jack.
Well, you could do that at home.
It's legally allowed.
It's called a $3 cheddar grater or cheese grater and two blocks of different cheeses.
You can't do that.
And a Ziploc bag.
You can't grade your own cheese anymore.
No, it's illegal.
You can make America great again.
It was prop 67 cheese. Prop 67.
67.
To make grading your own cheese illegal. Oh, I'm fucking voting yes on that. Sick of these fucking artisan cheese
robots
makers.
Have to grate cheese because they don't have to worry about grating their fingers off.
In the future, robots will grate all our cheese.
Yep.
Humans will not be allowed.
Echo, grate my cheese for me.
Echo? Echo, could you grate me a
greeting a, your cheese
a cheddar
vessel.
A cheddar and nothing. Provolone mix, please?
Echo, I got a hankering for grilled cheese.
Cheddar provolone. That provolone is a cheese you do not see grated.
No, you don't. It's true. Echo, could you unsubscribe me from the Perfect Pour? Already done.
Thanks.
Thanks, Echo.
I saw this coming.
Yeah. I had my finger on the unsubscribe button, hovering over the unsubscribe button, waiting. I listened to this episode. I anticipated your unsubscribing.
I pre-scanned the episode for you.
How come they don't have grated blue cheese?
Ooh.
Yeah. Now you're interested.
Yeah.
Wow. Sounds like we've got a new podcast.
They have
the cheese,
crumbled
grated cheese podcast.
Blue cheese.
Niching down.
But what if they could make grated blue cheese?
I do not know.
Make cheese great again?
He already said that.
Oh, damn it.
No, I said make America great again.
every version of make something great again is awesome now.
Pretty much.
Well, it's time for cheers. I think we played the cheese song. So.
Cheers. All we're talking about is cheese.
Cheers to Arthur. He was at Spokeasy. And then
what's up, Arthur? Cheers.
To SD Beer Talk. They're kind of pissed at us right now.
What did we do?
They had a rush hour from Taugus Koi on their show or in their possession.
Uh-huh. What happened to it?
But then...
Is it mishandled?
But then we checked into a midnight rush and they said, seriously? Just had to one up us tonight? Go screw yourselves. Keep up the great work, guys.
Oh, you checked in a rush hour? I've checked into a midnight rush. That's way better.
Cheers to my new untapped friend, Warhorse44, also known as John B. from England.
Whoa.
So, UK, man. We got some UK action.
Yorkshire, England.
Yorkshire.
So cheers to him. That's probably my furthest beer friend.
I've had some beer friends from Mars. So it's
God
like
damn it.
A lot further. So I'm like probably better. I have probably better friends. So thank you. Need more cheers.
That's it.
Oh, that's total.
Don't care about anybody else.
Nick 80. Is there anybody that cheers?
I don't have any friends on Mars.
Oh, you don't? Well, man. You should get some.
Cheers to you. Ooh, the Sencal.
I like that guy.
The Sencal Foodies and Winos.
Sound like a bunch of winos.
It's a group.
Sound like a bunch of winos. SD Beer Nerd.
Mm-hmm.
New follower.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ladies Who Love Beer. Instagram follower. Punk Enough, Eli Reyes. The
Eli? Drummer extraordinaire Eli Reyes?
Is a follower on Instagram.
Oh, I hope he listens. I don't think Eli
I remember we'd have Views Fest, but it would also be subcategory Fest.
There was a year where there was a Eli Fest within the Fuse Fest. Yep.
Built
in. How many bands can this guy drum for in the same night?
Will this guy stay alive? I think he had four or five.
I want to say it was six.
Five. We'll go with five then.
Five different bands he drummed for in the same festival.
Yep. And non-break either. But at least he didn't have to tear down and set back up. It was just all just... Five different bands.
Well, what song do you guys want to hear next? Play the same song. Same song. All right.
I know that one. Any more cheers?
Cheers. I see a nautical rift coming because now we have the craft captain.
Yes. From Pita Kebab?
No.
Oh.
Not captain of the craft.
Oh, yes.
This is the craft captain. Ahoy.
There's two different captains.
Uh-huh.
There can be only one.
There can be only one. Nah.
Who will win? I think we know. But just in case.
Our captain.
And also, cheers
captain,
to the...
Oh, captain, my captain.
Oh, captain, my captain.
Something right up our alley, the half-ass beer blog.
Well, that's an L.A. dude.
Oh, okay. Very nice. Lots of...
He's got some good street cred.
Yeah, he's got street cred going on. He's been to Russian River. He's been to all the places. So there you go.
All right. Cheers to Bobby Diesel, and cheers to Dave 7172.
Mm.
Cheers to Hail Crafton.
Oh, yeah.
Hail Crafton. I think that maybe it's like a Hail Satan, but it's Hail Crafton. Who's Craft?
Of course.
Lizard King 74. Look for him in Fresno on Thanksgiving weekend on the Saturday. And cheers to our golden gods.
Nice.
Did you know that you can help support the perfect pour? Mm-hmm.
Do you want 4 more years of this?
Do you want 4 more years? Then you got to get on our Patreon page. Donate, motherfucker, cheap ass. Yeah. Listen to this free. Just going around just like, I'm listening to it free. I didn't tip. I didn't tip you guys.
How many hours it takes us to write?
Yeah, it's bro. Like yeah, listen.
Cheese blending?
Yeah. And look, we brought hours of work. And we also bring in big time guests on our 4th year anniversary. Look who it is here.
Can I get a Pabst Blue Ribbon, please?
What?
Can I get a Pabst Blue Ribbon?
Coors Light, got it.
No. It's right behind you. It's right behind you in the bathtub. It's a Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Oh, it's my friend Pab. No. You want to talk to Pab?
No, your friend. I want a beer.
Oh, beer. Oh, yeah, no, a Coors Banquet.
I want a beer, a Pabst Blue Ribbon.
1554,
Blue Ribbon.
I don't care what you want.
It's blue, it's got white writing, there's red on the can.
Okay.
All right, comes in a can.
It looks like this, right?
Yes, that's it right there.
That's it.
That can you're holding up.
I'm out of it.
I want one of those.
No, we're out.
But you're holding it.
No.
You're literally holding the
this
thing
up. This is just you're imagining it.
Can I have the can?
Thank you. Good night.
And that's last call.
And that's ordering a beer in a rock club again. Because we had to do it, damn it.
I think it went rather well.
Me too, sure. There you go. Our golden gods, by the way, yeah. You could pay for that. You're like, wow, that is definitely worthy of money. I need to give these guys some of it. Well,
that last segment sponsored by
the Golden Gods. If you donate $5 or more a month to the show, you can hear our tailgating session along with occasional secret audio.
Secret.
And you get to hear the show like super an hour so, hour or two before the regular public can hear it. So, and it's just cool, man. We buy beer. We're going to buy sticker. We're on the brink of getting a sticker, packs of stickers.
We're not extorting it. We're literally buying beer.
We are literally buying stuff with it. So thank you. Cheers to all our golden gods. If you ever want to know how to get involved with the show, perfectpourpod.com, and you root around in there, there's links. There's a glossary of the our antics in there at perfectpourpod.com. And
no before you go.
One more beer before we go.
Yes. Donation. Speaking of beer donations from Golden Gods.
I love gold.
This beer brought to you by.
Who donated this?
World Market.
Oh, Class Plus, World Market.
Class Plus, Fresno.
Sponsored
edition.
By Class Plus, World Market in Fresno, River Park, California.
From Santiago?
That store was opened by producer Becky. That producer Becky, the first manager.
The more you know. So her World good Market, work is Fresno. Coming back to us.
Yeah, look at that.
She left a little note. One day, my dork husband will have
I told
podcast,
her that the other day. I was like, do you know that your old store is donating beer to our show? She's like, what?
What? Where did I go wrong?
What happened? What happened to my store?
It's because you still the name tag is still up in the beer shelf.
Yep. Producer Becky's name tag is up there in the studio.
We totally need to photobomb this bottle with that name tag.
It's going right next to it.
New Holland Brewing's Dragon Milk Bourbon Barrel Aged Stout.
Tis.
Did you guys see the alcohol
I
content?
I did.
Oh. Okay. Stop. I have not seen it. I was looking.
Oh,
so nice. Now, Beer Brewer, you are the
beer judge.
You're beer judge.
First draw.
Ooh. How's your first draw?
I don't know if, I think it's very, well, I don't know. In the back of the throat, I'm feeling it, but I think it's very hidden for what it is.
Stop leading the witness.
Well, I mean, you guys know that it's a bourbon barrel aged. So, yes.
Well, I get that. Okay.
It's probably not a sesh, bro.
What are you talking about? All bourbon barrel beers are sessions.
Anything if under 15%.
If you believe in yourself.
Every beer is a session if you believe in yourself.
There's only one session bourbon barrel aged beer I know, and that's from Anderson Valley.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
It's at like 6.8%.
Underrated brewery, I believe.
Yes. Anderson Valley's Bourbon Barrel Stout. It's a Wild Turkey bourbon barrel aged beer, but it's only 6.8.
I know this is a bourbon barrel aged. I'm still going to guess 8.2.
Okay. Mikey?
He's finding the buzz.
Sorry, everyone. Just realizing there's a buzz. I am going to say 8.6.
Ooh, you dirty rat.
The closest without, the farthest yet closest without going over is Mikey at 8.6.
Yes.
The real percentage is 11.
Oh, whoa!
I was totally picturing this as a sneaker.
We were a little bit off there.
A wee bit.
Just a touch off.
Yeah.
Yeah. See how good we're getting at this game?
Mm-hmm.
We're good 2 to 3% 3 percentages off.
Proof that after 4 years you still don't know what the hell you're talking about.
After 4 years.
Look, nothing. Guys, you could be in a beer podcast for 4 years and not know shit.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, we know shit.
On our Facebook page, Perfor Pod on Facebook, we re-released the episode with Adrian, who's getting all the buzz now with his Citra, head brewer at Kern River.
Yeah.
That fucking gay.
It was on our show way early on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Just a dude brewing at Tioga Sequoia, chilling out. Now he's Kern River's golden god. So that's out there.
That's what happens. You come on the show, next thing you know,
yep.
You're head brewing.
Next thing you know,
head brewing the world's greatest whale.
You're whaling and cheese. You got, you're buried in cheese.
You're whaling right next to Jennings.
Whaling, and I don't mean Jennings.
Well, thank you, everybody. Is that's all? How do you stout guy? How do you like this dragon's milk?
This is nice.
This is actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I like it too.
But I'd like to shoot over to our guest real quick and see what he thinks about it. Oh,
it's a great.
I couldn't have said that myself.
Brought a tear to my eye. Yeah.
I don't know that it is aqueous though, or
not even crushable.
It's not crushable either.
Did you guys hear it when he said anything's a session if you believe in yourself? That was so
we
clever
come
of
up
it.
With that. Damn.
Yeah, I love our guests.
I love you, guests.
Seriously, I would like to say thank you to and to
free 805 stickers. What a
and to
805 stickers for everybody.
Oh, man.
And finally, not to mention,
let's step over his thank
you. Thank you for everybody that was on the show tonight.
I'm in trouble for doing that. Can we do that?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. If you've been here since the beginning or your recent.
Who is the first listener?
I don't know.
Are they still listening?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Who's been listening to us the longest? Can anybody pinpoint a date? Call us in 559-492-0542.
All right. Has somebody been listening longer than Scotty B? Like, I would like to know when Scotty B started listening. Like, what was his first episode? What was his first entry in the?
Yeah.
How about that? You want to call in or email us or Twitter at Perfect Four Pod something like, oh, I started listening.
How'd you find us?
How did you find us? Where do you listen to us the most? I'm a huge podcast listener. I listen a lot at work, in my truck, or I just have my earphones in.
Yeah.
And at lunch, all my lunch breaks, I'm listening to podcasts and writing notes and.
Lunch breaks are my time. I don't have a commute, sadly, so I don't get to listen to you know, podcasts. Yeah,
my commute to work, while I'm at work and my lunch breaks, all these, it's a lot of podcast listening. When I'm at home, I don't do very much. Like when I'm doing the lawn, when I'm doing yard work or housework where nobody's bothering me.
Do you have lawn mowing podcasts?
Lawn mowing podcasts.
Lawnmower.
Oh, this is a lawnmower show.
Lawnmower pods. I do side work at home, and yeah, that's when I listen to podcasts, is when I'm working.
That's when you're doing, like in the garage.
After hours.
Now, are you listening? Do you have a speaker system set up, or are you listening with your iPad in your ears?
No, I have a portable Bluetooth speaker that I take to the garage with me.
Yeah. I use my portable Bluetooth at home sometimes.
Or, if I'm drawing, I'll just put it on the desktop.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Desktop. Mm-hmm.
So there you go. There's your assignment, listener. You can throw in some how you listen to us while you're leaving your regular voicemail, or just make the voicemail about how you listen to us. So that's it. 4 years of podcasting. We fulfilled our contract. Now we're out. We're out. We're done.
David Bowie says you got 5 years. So
the Tioga Sequoia. Now we fulfilled our requirement, Tioga. So now we're out. Now we get to go. Okay. Remember when Tioga used to give us beer?
But do I get unemployment if we stop doing podcasting?
Yeah, you get the same amount of pay you get now.
Yeah. Which is half because we started doing more episodes.
Yeah, it's half. All right, so yeah, I think you owe the show money.
We think you owe us.
Yeah, you.
By the way.
Yeah, I'll have my accountant call you. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. We'll work it out. Thanks, everyone. Have a great week. Drinking craft beer. Be safe out there doing it. Have fun. And we'll be back next week with a special guest bigger than this guest.
He said be safe out there doing it.
Be safe out there doing it. Wear your condoms. When you're drinking beer, make sure to wear condoms.
This is all Scotty B's fault.
Scotty B.
Wear a coat out in the rain.
You ruined this. A bigger guest next week than this guest right now that's just coming.
Oh my.
I love anniversary shows. Sorry, you'll have to hear that after the after show.
Yeah, you gotta pay for that one.
Goodbye.
That's it. All right. And they said we'd amount to nothing after 4 years. Well, maybe they're right.